Last week we talked about the best gift ever. We have to utilize those things. And today it's kind of a follow-up talking about completing the exchange. In Mark chapter 16, let's go to verse 14. In verse 14, this is a recap of Jesus when he comes back. And it says, later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart. Man, that's kind of hard to believe, sitting around a table with 11 disciples and rebuking their unbelief and hardness of heart already. And it says, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, and this is the important part I want us to hear. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 16 is so important. We talked about this down at Falls Creek, and it's important for you guys as adults as well to know this and understand this. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. Had a lot of questions down at Falls Creek, not just from our group, from a lot of people. I'm not sure if I'm saved. Go into all the world, preach the gospel. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And this is what we know as the Great Commission. The Great Commission. It's going out and telling people about Jesus Christ. And we talked last week, that's the greatest gift we have. The Son of God. Jesus Christ gave the ultimate sacrifice, gave his life for us. We can't ask for a better gift. Read the Old Testament. We can't ask for a better gift. This is much better. But we have to do our part on that. We have to believe, be baptized, and then know that we're saved. Simple enough. Father's Day came. I got my little gift card. Simply be there, receive it, now go get it. He gives us a commandment right there to go into all the world and preach. That doesn't mean that we have to go to Africa. That doesn't mean we have to go to Guatemala or Antarctica or wherever you don't want to go. As we learn from the young people, our ministry field is right where we are. It is right where we are. It's in our homes. It's in our schools. It's in the hallways. It's in our workplace. It's on the road as we drive. I know that's a challenge. That's a challenge. I hear you, Donnie. That's a challenge for some of us. And that's our part. Well, the exchange, turn over to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. In the exchange, completing the exchange is the important thing that I want us to get today. The gift is great. We've got the gift. But we have to complete the exchange part of this. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 through 17. And I love this scripture. I've used it before. I love it. I love it. I love it. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. I said 14 through 17, but we're going to start. Yeah, we're starting in verse 14, I'm sorry. It says, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Let's just stop there. We have to understand that we come before God so many times and we're looking for God. And we talked about this back going into Easter when we covered the book of John, that a lot of times people are looking, I'm looking for the Son of God. I'm looking for the Savior. And Jesus was standing there in front of him and he said, hey, the person you're looking for, stop looking. I am he. A couple different exchanges there in the book of John. People looking for the Savior. And it's the same thing today. Man, God, I'm looking for you. Our young people were kind of spread out this week. We're over here. We're over here. I see some young people out there. I just complimented a few folks out there in the center section. But our young people, a lot of times they may be saying, God, help me in school. Help me with this bullying. Help me at home. The home life is a bit rough. God says, man, the one you're looking for to save you, I'm right here. But you got to trust in me. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. We talked that at Falls Creek also, and a lot of things referencing that. I'm trying to make sure our young people stay connected to that message they got there. Because they've been home for an entire week with all those other distractions that came back with them. The phone, the computer, the television, the games, the parents, the friends, all the stuff that can pull us away. And we talked about, we're going to go through trials. You are going to go through trials, some less than others. Some may think, oh, that was a trial. Some may think that was a huge trial. Someone else said, oh, that was nothing. But thanks be to God who always leads us in the triumph of Christ. And through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. Verse 15, for we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. We are the fragrance of Christ. And it says to those being saved, there's a lot of people going through transitions in their life. I think I want to be a believer. I'm a new believer. I'm an old believer, but I just haven't been committed. We have to be the fragrance of Christ to them. Walk in the room. Oh, what is that? I like that. As opposed to, you guys know where I'm going next. Oh, what is that? I'm going outside again. We have to be the aroma of Christ. We have to be appealing so they want to come in. So they want to fellowship. So they want to be a part of this life. And then it says, for those who are being saved, it is a process. Last week, the greatest gift ever, that was a gift of Jesus Christ. But it's a process. Today we're talking about the exchange. Part of that process, we've got to do something on our part. And we have to be the fragrance of Christ among those who are perishing. And who is that? That's everyone around us that doesn't know Jesus Christ or that has denied Jesus Christ. To the one, we are the aroma of death leading to death. And to the other, the aroma of life leading to life. Kind of depends on how they're looking at us. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not, as so many, peddling the word of God. But as for sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. We're not just out there selling tickets to a show. We're not out there selling a great product. Hey, I need you to come sign up for this. No. This is about life and death to those we come in contact with. Life and death. Let's move on from the fragrance and aroma of Christ onto Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. And as we turn there, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Our part has a lot to do with our faith in Christ. Some of us have been around for many, many years. Some of us just a few years. And for those that have been around a few years, you may have seen a lot of things bad in those few years. And you think, man, it's hard to understand this. It's hard to understand that there's a God that loves us, but has allowed me to see so many different things. But it's our part that we have to do. Believe, be baptized, and we will be saved. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 and 7 says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. When we go out and pursue Christ, he will reward us. But we've got to do our part. You see, when I take that gift card and I sit around home and I don't do anything with it, it goes to waste and it may expire someday. The exchange is all about us getting off our seats and going and doing something for God. We've got the greatest gift ever. We received life through him. It told us we have victory in him and through him. But when we just sit here, it just goes to waste. I sit in my chair. I have a card that says free massage. Maybe if I hold it up, they'll just come find me and come to my house and give me a massage magically. No, we have to go out and we have to pursue it. We have to pursue it. And following Jesus is the same thing. We can believe we've got that. And to our young people, that's what we want to tell them. That's not enough right there. That is not enough for us just to have that beautiful gift. And then say, okay, I'm good with that. It's good enough. And for Christ's followers that have the aroma of Christ, it's not good enough to just sit there and know that and have that knowledge. They've got to be out there doing things. They've got to be out there doing that. Knowing, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. When we diligently seek him, when we pursue him, he will reward us. And a lot of times we're looking for that reward right here on earth. God says, man, I've got a big trophy table up in heaven. And I'm just lining them up there. You may not see it here on earth. But guess what? I've got them up there. Let's just go there. Revelation 22. Revelation 22. We're down at the very end of the Bible. So if you're in the index, flip back about one page. Okay? Revelation 22. See, when we meet Jesus Christ, oh, it'll be like a little interview session, I'm sure. Well, tell me what you've done. Well, the good stuff or the bad? Oh, I know the bad already. He knows that stuff. Revelation 22, verse 12. And I love this, and it says, Jesus is testifying to the churches, and behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. To give to everyone according to his work. All our works will go through the fire. I'd relate it to a video game, but unfortunately I can't ever do that exchange in the fire to power pack my gun on a certain video game. But I picture it like that. Let me take my works, put it in there, and God says, let me burn it through the fire. Boop, here's what you get. But what I do in the video game, I put mine in, and I always stand in the fire and burn anyway. So I'm fearful of that. I hope that's not a sign of things to come. It just means I'm bad at video games. To give to everyone according to his work, my reward is with me, he says. For I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And I think sometimes we lose sight of that. Oh, it's just God. We come to church, it's a place where we can talk to him maybe. Man, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. Verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Let's just read to the end. A few more verses. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. For he who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And it says he's the rewarder. He's given us a gift. We have to complete the exchange of this gift. And we have to do our part because he says our works will be checked. My reward is with me and to everyone according to his work. It's about completing the exchange. It's about doing our part. It's about getting out of our comfort zone. Falls Creek for a week got us out of our comfort zone. Those that have gone on mission trips, when you went to Africa, you were out of your comfort zone. I guarantee you, when Haley was in Africa, she was out of her comfort zone. When we went to Guatemala, we were out of our comfort zone. When you went to Guatemala, you were out of your comfort zone. Those of you that have gone places and gone to things, to do things and to do the work of the Lord, you have sacrificed. And you have been out of your comfort zone. For some of you, getting up and coming to church may be out of your comfort zone. It truly may be. Well, that was always a day of rest. I know for years it was in my house. Not when my dad was preaching. I'm talking about when I was older and wasn't in church. It was a catch-up day. It was a lazy day. It was a sleep day. A fishing day. A lake day. A camp day. And that's okay to do those. But God calls us to fellowship with his body of believers. He calls us to come in the lives of our young people and to lift them up and to show them what they're supposed to do. He calls us to be with those that are sick, to come visit and pray with them, to call them, send them a letter of encouragement. That's out of our comfort zone for some of us. I could never go by and visit somebody. It's out of my comfort zone. I can't call people on the phone I don't really know. God calls us into fellowship with one another. And he says, I've got the reward. And all your works will come through me. But we've got to complete the exchange. You've met Jesus Christ. I appreciate that. You've believed in him. You've called on his name. Now, there is work to be done on this earth for you guys. And we have the great commandment and the great commission. Let's bow our heads. Father, today we just come before you and thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. But God, there is so much more for each and every one of us to do. For some, it may be the simple fact of just believing in you. Some may believe but have not been baptized, and it may be time for them to take that next step of faith and be baptized. And then some may not be sure of their salvation. But your word just clearly said, believe, be baptized, and be saved. Lord, while we know that when we call on your name, we have a place in heaven with you, there is so much more for us. For the thief on the cross was in paradise that same evening with you. Lord, we look for a great reward for our work. While our heads are bowed and we're praying, maybe today that's you that just says, I need to believe and I need to take that next step and just believe and call on you. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ and you feel today is that day, would you raise your hand so that we can just talk to you and meet you afterwards if that's you? Maybe it's that next step of being baptized and you've got questions. We have some booklets here about baptism. If that's you, would you raise your hand if you need to look into that or you'd like to be baptized? All right. Thank you. And God, for those that just aren't sure of their salvation, would you give them that assurance today? Father, you call us into such a work and an act to further your kingdom. God, would you give us courage to step out in the areas that we're uncomfortable with, out of our comfort zone? Lord, would you call us into a church of worship and holiness to levels that we may not have experienced before as individuals or as a church body as a whole? When we come together, may we come together and combine our faith and our belief to an amazing fragrance of Christ and an aroma of Christ. For those that are being saved and those that are perishing. Today, church, as we pray, would you just take a minute to search your heart? There may be something you need to lay down, a forgiveness you may need to give or ask for. And let's just try to identify one thing in our lives each week that we can work on. It may be to soften our heart, to draw closer to you, maybe a thing we need to give up. It'll just be a personal thing between you and God. God, just identify those things in our lives. Draw those to the forefront of our minds so that we can begin working on a better life and a better relationship with you. Lord, as we go out this week, allow us to be light and salt to those we come in contact with. Guide us in our actions and deeds towards one another, those we know, those we don't know. And guide our words towards those we know and don't know as well, so that we can all be ambassadors of Jesus Christ. I ask these things in your Son's name. Amen.